way.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria up to 22 tomorrow, Johannesburg 21, Mbombela and Polokwane both going up to 25 degrees. Reactions been streaming in following the postponement of the budget speech today for the first time in the history of democratic South Africa. In a media briefing after the postponement, the Minister in Presidency, Kumutso Ntshambeni, says the decision wasn't one-sided.
It was neither a DA issue, an ANC issue, a PA issue, or a DA versus ANC, or a PA versus ANC, or IFP versus ANC. It was a cabinet decision.
So one of the big reasons for this is a proposed VAT increase of 2%.
We couldn't in good conscience support a 2% VAT increase given the current economic circumstances in South Africa.
That was the DA's leader, John Steenhuisen. Now, as Anastasi Mokgobe reports, not all parties were happy with the postponement.
EFF leader Julius Malema believes Godongwana should have been allowed to deliver his speech.
You are denying this board an opportunity to be receiving a budget, debate it, accept it, or reject it.
Meanwhile, MK Party Chief Whip Mzwanele Manyi expressed shock, saying this was a first in South Africa's 30 years of democracy.
It's a serious indication of the crisis that this country is facing. This country has got no leadership.
So what do analysts think about the 2%? Here's Professor Piet Kraukamp from the Northwest University.
Financially, it's usually the last resort of governments to increase taxes. That's when there's no foreseeable sources of income. They can't raise company tax because we already only have about 1,000 companies that pays all the corporate tax in South Africa.
In other news, during a portfolio committee meeting by the police minister, Senzo Mchunu, he said 1 million dockets are missing nationwide. He gave an update on the safer festive season operations. Mchunu adds that detectives and more police personnel will be deployed on a two-year contract to address this issue.
We need to give ourselves 2 years from the time when we start this project of eliminating outstanding dockets.
And the City of Tshwane's Emergency Service Department has activated the City Disaster Operations Center. This follows the Orange Level 6 warning issued by the South African Weather Service for today. Disruptive rain is expected over most parts of Gauteng, reaching to tomorrow. And finally, Africa's second FinTech Forum has been held in Joburg this week. It refers to technology that enables financial services across the board. And in Africa, this market is growing faster than anywhere else.
We are the home of mobile money. Mobile money is quite a big alternative payment method and tracked quite closely. We have our own homegrown tech, as well as we use and incorporate innovations from other regions quite well.
Now that's Zaman Dlovu, the Group Head of Corporate Communications and Marketing at the Financial Institute on Africa.
The big themes for the year are around AI and the use of AI in fraud detection and other areas of business models, as well as cybersecurity. There's more talk this year around how to do license passporting, as well as simplifying, speeding up, and making real-time instant payments cheaper through the use of stable coins.
That's it from the news desk. I'm Marlene Fischer. Have a good evening.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, nonstop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.